Surveillance uses. For decades, surveillance data have been used successfully in a variety of healthcare settings to reduce infections, community and healthcare associated. By understanding the various ways surveillance can be used at a given healthcare facility, an IP is better able to create a plan and a program that can improve outcomes and reduce risks to the facility's population. The purpose of surveillance is to portray the ongoing patterns of infection occurrence and potential future spread to allow IPs to effectively apply appropriate investigation, control, and prevention measures. Successful and effective surveillance is a cycle. Public and healthcare providers collect information related to infections, illnesses, and other relevant conditions. Depending on the data, this information is reported to local, regional, state, and federal health departments. Data that is not shared externally is analyzed and combined with feedback from health departments. The information is then shared with relevant stakeholders, such as healthcare providers, who can act upon the data and any accompanying recommendations. The purposes of surveillance can be roughly separated into four categories: infection-related, facility-related, regulatory/guidance, and public health, as shown in Exhibit 1-4. Exhibit 1-4. Surveillance uses. By identifying risk factors, implementing reduction and control measures, and monitoring the effectiveness of interventions, multiple healthcare settings have been able to use surveillance data to reduce the occurrence of infections. Public health surveillance traditionally focused on communicable diseases. However, new surveillance systems have been developed to also track injuries, chronic diseases, genetic and birth defects, occupational and potentially environment-related diseases, and health behaviors. Note that surveillance may be categorized as active or passive. Active surveillance involves proactively seeking out information about specific diseases or health events. This method requires proactive efforts by health authorities, professionals, or researchers to collect data by contacting healthcare providers, laboratories, or other sources. It often involves regular and systematic data collection and reporting. Active surveillance supports timely and rapid data collection and reporting. Active surveillance is resource-intensive. Passive surveillance relies on the routine reporting of cases without specific efforts to actively gather information. It involves the submission of information from healthcare providers, laboratories, or other reporting entities based on established reporting systems. Although passive surveillance may be less resource-intensive, due to its passive nature, there is a potential for delayed data and reporting.